Hello, love. It's good to see you too. How are you doing? Oh, that's good. Are you sure, though? You just kind of gave me that brushed off answer. Like, oh, I'm fine. That was exactly how you sounded, yeah? Are you sure? You know you can be honest with me. Please do. Oh. I know. This time of year is hard for everyone. I wish I could be there for you. Be there with you. If I wasn't deployed on this mission, I would be. I can promise you that. But it's still nice to do a video chat like this. Oh. it is late in the evening for me over here. Well, I can't say where exactly. That information is top secret. Yeah. I cannot reveal this information for you. You don't have the high-level clearance necessary. But for now, it's just nice to talk with you, to hear your voice after so long. I'm sorry this time of year is rough for you, that you feel isolated. And I can't sugarcoat it and say, oh, well, all your friends are just a text or a phone call away. It's different. You want to feel people close to you, and you can. Sometimes it's just a matter of perspective. I know that's not exactly what you want to hear, but sometimes we need to give ourselves a little kick in the arse. Yeah, a little attitude adjustment. Do things that you enjoy this season. It can just be with yourself. For now, I'm not going to be deployed over here forever. When I get back, I promise I'm going to make up for all that lost time. We can have schnitzel and sausage. We can have pretzels. Yeah. Have some eggnog. Maybe some gingerbread man. I can even make some Lebkuchen for you. No promises, though. I'm not exactly a great baker. Lebkuchen? I'm sure you've had something like it before. It's probably what the store sells as, like, gingerbread cookies. But they are not in the shape of the men. Yeah, it is what gingerbread cookies are supposed to be. They are soft, doughy almost. They're not doughy, but it is hard to describe. They are not hard like most gingerbread cookies are nowadays. They are puffy and soft. Well, some of them can be hard. I guess it depends on how long you bake them. Oh, and the frosting on top. Mwah! Wunderbar. I'm looking forward to making them for you. Yeah. You're going to make me something as well? What are you going to make for me? A surprise! Oh. What do I not have the clearance? Is my clearance level not high enough to access this highly classified information? No, it isn't. Oh, no. But I'm looking forward to it all the same. Yeah. I'm glad I'm helping you feel a little better. Sometimes it's hard to surround yourself with what you care about, Liebchen. Sometimes there are days when the dark thoughts and nasty things take over, and you are sad no matter what you do. I'm here to tell you, on those days, it's okay to feel bad. It's okay to just write things out like that. Well, no one has a bad day forever. There are good days that will come, I promise you. And even if the day just seems okay, sometimes it's nice to have a little perspective. Yeah. Well, today I didn't get run over. It was a good day. Today no one catcalled me. It was a good day. Oh, I get catcalled so much. Ugh, it is shameful. Yeah, now that I have been doing more squats, I have that cake. I have the lab cooken. That poofy, doughy, pillowy cookies back there, yeah. No, they are a little soft, but I can flex them. No, I'm not going to show you on the camera. What are you thinking? Besides, there are other people in here with me. That would be a little weird if I just started mooning you. I know you wouldn't mind, but I can't do it. You're silly. Yeah, you are silly. You are silly Billy. Yeah. So, can you do that for me? I know the perspective shouldn't be, well, the worst case scenario didn't happen. It was an alright day. But, like, try to look at things in your life that maybe you take for granted. Little things that you forget how to appreciate every now and again. The fact that you get to have a nice breakfast, or your favorite thing for breakfast. Yeah. I think a lot of times the trick is finding contentment with your life. Oh, trust me, I know all about how hard that is. Trying to be content with your life when there's so much else out there you don't have or you haven't accomplished. Sometimes it just has to be, you have to be optimistic with it. You tell yourself, I don't have it yet, or I'm not at this point yet. That's the power of yet. You might not have something at the moment, but one day you might. You could have everything you dream of and more. Now, granted, late-stage capitalism is making things very hard for everyone in the world. But I'm not going to dampen your mood by telling you more about that. Yeah, one day I might be a violent revolutionary like that. 9. I prefer supporting people who deserve my support. And I'm not going to say that, oh, we should just put our faith in political candidates. No. Sometimes we have to be the change we want to see. I won't dampen your mood anymore with talk of big politics. It's also depressing. How are things where you are? Do people decorate? 9. No one is decorating around here. But that's nice. You'll have to take pictures for me of the ones you like the most. Yes, please. I want to see them. Take a nice walk around. Maybe go to some suburbs or some shops. Yeah, take pictures of the nice decorations. I want to see them. Ugh, ich liebe this time of the year. I love it. The lights, the snow, the festivity, the calmness in the air, the way people are thinking, oh, we should be more generous. We should take care of each other more. I think if it was Christmas or Yule or whatever you celebrate every day of the year, or maybe every month, people would be kinder. Yeah, that's a good point. If it was like this all the time, it wouldn't be as special. I tell you what, though. If I get a place of my own, I'm going to keep it festively decorated all year. Yeah, you cannot tell me otherwise. I am a colonel. I outrank you. I get to decorate however I want, soldier, and you cannot stop me. Ah, nothing overboard, just some lights, a small tree, maybe some snowflake stickers, little gingerbread men and candy cane decorations, a wreath, too. Probably fake, but I could probably spray it with some Christmas scents. Oh, yeah, I need to stock up on those. Yeah. I need to stock up on them so I can make it feel festive and nice all year. Of course it will work. You know, scent is one of the most powerful joggers of your memory. Yeah, that's why dogs sniff each other. They're like, do I know you? I do. I recognize that stinky smell. That's probably what they say when they smell me. You don't think I smell too bad? Oh, danke schön. You smell very nice. I got that letter with the little bit of perfume you bought recently. I like it. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's you. I like anything you do. Anything you send me, or what you have. Yeah, I do like those scented oils I can put on myself. The different mixes of them. I think they add a nice smell to me. Makes me less stinky, for certain. Ugh, nein, we're not allowed to have nice-smelling things in the field. Scent goes a wrong direction and, phew, the mission's out the window. I can use a little bit of it inside of my mask, though. It's nice. Oh, we still use deodorant, don't worry. And soap, it's just like, unscented. Yeah, no strong scents. If someone is stinky, they need to go shower and wash their clothes. Sometimes that isn't always an option. Yeah, sometimes we are in the field for extended periods. Or we are away from base for a very long time and simply cannot make it back. Yeah, those days are rough. For a lot of reasons. It's difficult to get rest. Yeah. Some of the men snore. It's not too bad, though. Sometimes my mind just wanders about how stressful tomorrow might be, how difficult the mission is. What if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? I spend so long worrying about what might go wrong, I never try to think about what might go right. Now, granted, planning for the worst is part of my job, but it doesn't have to be yours. I don't want you to expect the worst out of life, even if it turns out to be true. I want you to prepare for bad things, but hope for good things. Yeah, try to be optimistic, even if history is not on your side necessarily, when hoping for good things to come your way. Then again, sometimes, like I said, it is a matter of perspective. The thing you hoped for might not have come your way, but something else good might have. You are a good person, Liebchen, and you deserve good things. I know it is stressful when good things don't come your way, but one day they will. And sometimes that day might be today. It could be an expected good thing that you planned for, and I think that is harder to see than an unexpected good thing. Yeah, if you plan for a good thing to happen, if you treat yourself or set yourself up to get a reward or another nice thing, and it comes your way, that is still a good thing, even if you worked hard for it. It's sometimes hard to see the good thing at the end of a struggle, but it is good nonetheless. Oh, believe me, I am so guilty of that. I'm finished with a mission and I'm like, that was difficult. I didn't like it. But it's done. I did it. We were successful, despite all the bad things, despite my nipples getting shot off. That happened once. Oh, they grew back. I'm fine. It completely works like that on guys. We are like octopi with our nipples. No. I am not pulling your leg. No. Nein. That is absolutely 100% true. That has happened multiple times. Yeah. My nipples are so large, they just like, they're bullet magnets. Yeah, it comes from having these massive pectoral muscles that are like paving slabs, yeah. It means I have large nipples that get shot off sometimes. Your face, oh my god. Look at your face in the little camera viewer. No, they didn't get shot off. I got shot right here, though, once. It was very close. It, like, narrowly missed my lung. Yeah. I was like, ugh, that mission was terrible. I can't believe that just all happened. Ugh, I hate it. But it was done. The bad guys were stopped, and the good thing happened because we worked hard for it. And working hard and getting your reward should still be seen as a good thing. I'm getting my words mixed up. Now, I can't even excuse that with, like, English not being my first language. That is my brain mixing up word sounds. Oh, God, it happens so much. I have to repeat commands sometimes. Nein, I'm not going to use an example here. That is embarrassing. Okay, later. I promise. All right? You just keep being wonderful. Wunderbar. You keep being... I'm mixing up my words more now. You keep being a very kind, very good person, all right? Accept the good things when they come your way, too. I think that's another problem you have. Is that whenever something nice comes your way, you're like, oh, I don't deserve this. This is not a nice thing because I have not earned it. I don't deserve it. But that is not true. Nein, not true at all. You deserve good things when they come your way. And it will take time to accept that you deserve them. Yeah. No, I am also guilty of this. But you are caring and thoughtful. And you are kind. You work very hard to take care of others. And I want you to be able to take care of yourself as well, all right? Danke schön, Liebchen. Yeah. Because I'm not there, I want you to be nice to yourself. Granted, even when I am there, I want you to be kind and good to yourself. Don't just do maintenance. Be as kind to yourself as you are to others. Because your wants and needs and your happiness matter. All right? No. Don't just go, all right. I want to hear conviction behind that voice, soldier. Sehr gut. There we go. That's what I like to see. That's my hard-working soldier, jawohl. Yeah, you do good. And you're going to do good. Oh, I have to head off for now. It is getting rather late. And I need some tea for my throat. Ugh. I've been shouting commands all day. Okay, we can do a little kissy before I leave. Mwah. I adore you and I appreciate you, Liebling. You are mein Schatz, my treasure. And I want you to be especially good to yourself. Accept that good things happen to you. That they will come your way, whether they are unexpected or the result of your own hard work. You deserve that much. All right? Good. I'll talk to you later. I promise. Stay safe. Stay happy. I love you. Good.